needed to test and remove cladding, retrofit sprinklers, properly fund the fire service and the police, so that all our communities can truly feel safe in their own homes. Mr. Speaker, this disaster must be a wake-up call.
The cladding of tower blocks did not start under this government. It did not start under the previous coalition government. The cladding of tower blocks began under the Blair government. The Right Honourable Gentleman talks about local authority resources and talks about changes to the regulation. In 2005, it was a Labour government that introduced the Regulatory Reform Fire Safety Order, which changed the requirement to inspect a building on fire safety from the local fire authority, which was usually the fire brigade, to a responsible person. The legislation governing fire safety in tower blocks was, and this was commented on by the Lackenall House report into that fire. It criticised that 2005 order, which had been put in place by the Labour government.
Order, the Prime Minister's answer must be heard, and it will be. Prime Minister.
And laws which took effect in 2006 ended the practice of routine fire service inspections, passing the responsibility to councils. That is why I say to the Right Honourable Gentleman, this should be an issue that across this House we recognise is a matter that has been developing over decades, is a matter that has occurred under governments of both colours, under councils of all political persuasions, and is something which I would hope we would say we should come together and ensure that we... We get to the answers of why this has happened over many years, what has gone wrong, and how do we stop it from happening in the future.